Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Masibuyele, good Jehova. We all know that Jesus is coming, and are we ready? That's the question they're asking this afternoon. And it's 11 minutes just after 2 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready if you would come today, if you'd come now? Are we ready to receive our Lord? Or are we ready to be taken up together with Him? And so that's the question they are asking today. Let's get ready. And always live as though it's our last day. Paul Bright, I see you. Happy New Year to you. Thank you so much. Joshua van Blomstein in Renberg, hello to you. Thank you so much for joining in. Andrew Kochavongani says, hello, my sister. What are you doing? May God bless you. All the best. Thank you so much. May the Lord bless you too. And hello to Sandy. Is it Sandu? Sandu Praju. Thank you so much. Kathy Dry, Joe Jox, and Kosazana Julian. My queens and kings, welcome. Thank you so much for joining in. I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Claire Wells Zambani. We're talking partnership in marriage, looking at oneness today. And so I think we touched on something that is very sensitive. Maruti, this one is sensitive. This one is sensitive when we're talking the in-laws as well. The involvement of the in-laws in terms of partnership, in terms of oneness. So it's a challenge to be with the in-laws and believe that you can be one and believe that you can gravitate towards a great partnership that will lead to the oneness the Bible is talking about. So know where to start and how to start. And so, Moruti, how do we attain oneness through our partnership as a couple? Say now we have moved out from home. We are on our own. We have our own rules and laws, and there's our head, who's our husband, and the wife, who's the body, in the family. And now we are starting our own family. How do we get to a point where we can, like now, work our way towards good partnership that will lead us to oneness? Where do we begin?
Yeah, there's a lot that married people need to do in order to attain to this. Firstly, it's important to develop yourself as an individual, to attend to yourself and address yourself. Mm. All the personal issues that could affect, because if you look at the marriage institution, if you look at the marriage relationship, what actually affects it more than anything else is personal issues that are informed by personal preferences. And those personal preferences then lead to, some sort of prejudices against other people, against each other, and then that affects the oneness, because now it brings us to a place where we are not agreeing, because I prefer certain things, I prefer doing things in certain ways, and my partner doesn't prefer that and doesn't agree with that. Mm. And so she's trying to now also say that, no, but this is how I prefer them. And so now it turns into a power struggle as to who's going to win. So, developing life skills is very, very important. Communication skills, your conflict resolution skills, your problem solving skills. You've got to, your negotiation skills, you've got to develop all of those skills to ensure that as a person, you are able and better able to communicate and relate well with your partner. But also, more importantly, you make sure that you allow yourself room to grow in the Word and delve deeper into prayer, praying for yourself, praying for your partner. These are all practical steps that need to be taken to be able to do that. Because if we just jump straight to say, we've got to agree, on things that you do, the challenge with argument is the personalities of the people involved, If, for example, I don't believe in disciplining my children using the rod of punishment, for example. And my partner believes that, if you don't do that, you're being lenient on the children, and so they become disobedient. that becomes another area. But now, if you look at why we have those different beliefs, they are connected to our upbringing, they are connected to our experiences in life. And so, you know, those experiences brought about also by the upbringing have affected us in ways that, you know, made us develop certain beliefs. And so we need to work on those beliefs to say, but what is it really that I believe in? How do I build my values and my belief system? Because if I don't address that, I'm going to have a problem. It's like what the Bible says, talking about be not unequally yoked with unbelievers, which basically means do not give up your rank as a believer.
Yeah.
And how one gives up one rank as a believer is by compromising one's values and belief system, or by not having you know, values and belief systems that are based on the word. And so it becomes easier to compromise, because then how you build those values depends on whether or not the other person is agreeing with you, depends on whether or not you are pleasing the other person or not. And so, you know, it becomes a question of not negotiating and sitting down and discussing it and having open communication. But it becomes a question of, I believe things ought to be done this way, and you should believe this way as well.
Sure.
If you don't believe in what I'm doing, you have a problem.
Sure. I'm brought to this point. I know that we moved slightly from it, but I'm brought now to this point as well. That we should make sure then that we, when we move and we start, that we do not allow the family, our in-laws, to dictate what should happen in a marriage, even when we are far away from them. Because most of the times in some of the marriages, you'd find another one who'd keep on, who keeps on going back home for advice. I miss my mom's cooking. I was reading, I think it's Butemba's testimony last week. I think it's Butemba Lepoko. Yes. Last week I even screen grabbed it. He was talking about how his mother helped him. He says, I was always constantly at home. And he says, for 3 to 4 years, it was tough in his marriage because, and he calls it the comedy era that they went through with his wife, where they stayed at his mom's house. And so, because his wife loved to sleep until a little bit late, it was a problem, number one. And even when they moved, he says, even when they moved, he always wanted to be at home. You know, he always wanted to be at home eating his mom's meal until his mom said, don't come here any longer to come eat on your own. Go and eat home. Go and eat your wife's meal. And he says, I was so angry with my mom when my mom said, whoa. And the mom said, if you are here eating my meal, who's eating what she has cooked? And she's alone, and you need to be one. You know, I love that mother. I love that mother who said, go and be established, you know. And so I'm reminded of that. But there are some who would always go home, get advice. They want their mom to get an input, their dad to make an input into their marriage. And so that would also disturb oneness.
Yeah, not only people who are always wanting to go home, but also people who have their own house, their own place out there, but the family is always visiting. And sometimes they come unannounced.
The next thing, they're at the gate.
Yeah, you know? And I've seen this cause conflict in many, many marriages, where now it also turns to a question of, your family is always visiting. My family seldom visit our place. That tears away at the oneness, you know, because it simply means that there has been no living to clean.
Yeah, it means you're still in your father's house in a way.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, because if you understand cleaving, what it means, you know, the word the Bach. But the concept of cleaving in the Hebrew is quite broad, because it also means, you know, to cement or to hold together, as in the same way that, you know, you would hold items together using glue.
Mm.
Now, if you understand that, you understand that if you are glued to your partner,
mm-hmm.
there is nothing in and there's no one who can come between the two of you. I mean, if you take two items and you apply glue between them and you put them together,
mm.
you can't bring anything between them. You can't separate them.
Mm.
Now, if we don't understand that, then what we do is we try to clean, but we don't use glue.
Mm.
We use some other form of material that is easy to pull the items apart.
Mm.
And so you find that, because the word dabach means to stand by
mm.
someone, you know,
mm.
to offer them your support
mm.
and equivocally. So it means then that it's a decision, it's a choice to say,
yeah.
I'm going to stand by my partner. I'm going
yeah.
to stand by my wife. I'm going to stand by my husband.
My husband. Sure. Abu Temba says later on in his story, he says, you know, he says, I began to prioritize. He says, I realized how bad I was. He was angry, remember. So he says, but later I realized how bad I was. I began to prioritize my wife and our relationship grew better. I defend her in my family. Anybody who tries to mess us up, I'll tell them where to get off. And so he says, my point is, as men, we should be there for our wives and love them the way they are. We are now 20 years together and happy. I have learned so much. Wow. That was like really awesome to see him testifying about this. Okay, let's take a family member on the line and come back to you. Hi, family.
My name is Bengi Lavsheni.
Tatan makamu aye Avsheni.
Aye. Tatan prophet Avsheni.
Aye, njani tatan makam.
Ipfukile njani pa.
Aye, wala.
Inko. Sibongi teaching njana yo kakhulu.
Mm-hmm.
Iyasiza kakhulu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. La, kuwanness lapha.
Yeah.
Ngithanda ukusho lokhu, ukuthi na, the first enemy of a woman is not a male, it's a female.
Okay.
And the first enemy of a male, or first enemy of a female.
It's another female. Okay.
Yes. The first enemy also of a male is another male.
Hmm.
Uma uthatha umuntu intombazane uyoyibeka kini.
Hmm.
Ayizokulwa nobabazala, izokulwa nomamazala.
Hmm.
Yeah. Reason. Umamazala angazi ukuthi kwenzakalani between laba bawu-2 laba lapha.
Hmm.
Number 2. Lo nkosikazi lo umthathile.
Mm.
Akazokulwa nabapfoweni besilisa, azokulwa nabapfoweni abosisi wakho. We understand,
mm.
But uma niphumile niya le, nibazothandana ngendlela emangalisayo.
Mm.
So the best thing in order to avoid izimpi,
yeah,
phumani niyoqala into zenu le kude le.
Mm.
Ukuze noma ngaba kukhona lapha kumele niqondisana khona, niqondisana nobabili.
Yeah.
Angabikho unumber 3.
Mm.
Laba bo wife in law, laba bo sister in law, wife in law, whatever in law, mabahlale le. Mabangasondeli labo wife in law la.
Yeah.
Mabahlale le kubo le. So ni zenzele into zenu.
Mm.
Yeah, so uNkulunkulu ufuna kanjalo le nto lela. Akafuni ukuthi na kunabantu namana nasibongile libaziyo ukuthi na ukhulile umuntu unabo 40 years 50 years usahlala kubaba.
Mm.
Uthe udle kudla kwababa, unonkosikazi, unabantwana badliswa ubaba.
Mm.
Manje ubaba ushonile.
Mm.
It's a misery ngoba abazi ukuthi babamba kuphi, bayeka kuphi. But uma ngaba uphumile yale unkosikazi azokuvusa de iphela siyonala singadlanga hamba uphangela uphumo hamba uyophanda uyindoda naye unkosikazi nawo uma ubuye uma ngaba umtholalele uyakwazi ukuthi hey phela kungcolile la hey you understand nifundisana ngendlela efanele. So makube njalo nje, is the way uNkulunkulu ayifana ngakho. Hayi kuthi mina ngihamba ngiyoba yifotokopi kababa emzini wakhe then nizobhodla uma ngekho. Hayi ubaba uNkulunkulu akafuna amafotokopi kababa nefotokopi kamama.
Everyone should be original.
Original, amen.
Thank you, Tatan Makamo. Tatan Makamo is emphasizing on people moving out because he says you can't sort out your issues even when you are in your father's house. You got everybody wanting to have a say into your marriage. But when you are far away, your sisters, your brothers-in-law won't even have a say. It's between the two of you now. You are helping each other grow in this thing. You're helping each other, you know, to become closer and working towards your oneness. He says the first enemy of a woman when you get married to her and you bring her to your mother's house is going to be your mom. It's going to be your mom. So, and he says, you cannot be your father's photocopy. You cannot be your father's photocopy. You want to marry a woman, take her to your mother's house and your father's house, and you expect her to adhere by the rules of that family, and then everything goes well and you become a photocopy. God didn't call us to become photocopies, but originals. Each one is an original, and they ought to do that. Can we listen to Danny Smokey and then come back to you, Muruti? Okay.
Hi, guys. It's Smokey Brill here. I just want to tell you a joke quickly because I heard you talking about this guy that didn't want to eat his wife's food, but he wanted to eat his mom's food.
Yeah.
A friend of mine one day told me a joke. She said to me that apparently this guy comes home and he keeps on telling his wife, he wish she can cook like his mom. He wish she can clean like his mom.
Yeah.
He wish she can sew like his mom.
Yeah.
He wish she can bring up the kids like his mom. So she slapped him really hard.
Sure.
Through the face.
Yeah.
And he stands back and he says, "What was that for?" She said, "Well, I slapped you just as hard as your mother did." Love you guys. Bye.
So be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. You might just get exactly what you wish for. Oh my. We're not encouraging anyone to slap their husbands, please.
No.
Thank you. That's a good one, Danny. Murut, your take before we just go to the news headlines.
You know, I just want to emphasize on one important point that while we're talking about the question of moving out, you know, moving out without changing your personality doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, it's not so much the environment, but it's more of the personality, the character. Because you can move out and still have your in-laws reaching out to you wherever you are. And you are not able to control the situation in your home and in your marriage environment. It takes you back to square one. So you've got to work on that. Now, what Tatan Makamo is saying is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important that you find your own place and be there. And I agree, you know, as a woman getting married, you will have more problems with the sisters-in-law and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But your personality is the one that you must build. You know, Paul says, exercise yourself in godliness. That is the thing that also solidifies and make sure that when you do move out, you are able to be in control.
All right, let's take a break. We're coming back to you, Muruti. We're just going to the news headlines.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067 0891-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Beautiful sounds there. Coming live from Studio 5 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You are on 657 AM. My name is Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. And that was Ayanda Shanye. The title of the song, Jesus My Savior. We're sitting on 22 minutes just before 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, we will be saying hello to Dramini Yohan else on something else. But right now, we're still here with you, right here on Heart to Heart with you. And I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Gladwell Zabani. And yes, we will be saying goodbye to you at 3 o'clock. I see Leticia Leandra Malchus. Hello, my queen. And Willem Stolz, Your Excellency. Thank you so much for joining in and being with us. I see Ngani Matsimela Muruti is laughing at the a slap like your mom. That was a good one. Good laughter is good for our spirit. Laughter is good for our soul. So we are grateful for that one. Thank you so much, Tani Meggy Brimley. So thank you so much. Okay, here's a message from Ubabumbui Samuruti, and then we continue. Here, where is it now? Okay, let me do this.
Osmonian and prophets, greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Mbuisa Kankomo again.
Hello, Baba.
In Otagasom.
Mm-hmm.
I fully agree. The Tatane Makam.
Yeah.
In Kunze Zimbili, Nyages Buse, Esbayene Soto. Pela Uma. Kunomama ekhaya umfazi womuzi lo, so akekho omunye umfazi ozazoshaya okanye abe nombono emzini omunye umfazi. Umfazi umfazi emzini wakhe.
Yeah.
So it's very much important, like that show you womakabo, ukuthi nasekushadiwa abantu mabaziphumele bayoyihlalela le bebodwa. Bafundane labo. Ngeke ngithi mina umshado is an institution whereby you qualify before you even start training or sitting for an exam. You train while so petty certificate. When faced with challenges in that journey, it's when you are sitting for the exam in that training. But ekugcineni, the expectation ukuthi you must pass the exam.
Yeah.
Hence you have been given the certificate before you even began the journey. To God be the glory. Mbuisa Kankomo indoda kaso.
Wow, thank you so much, Babu Mbuisa. He's also encouraging that people should be set apart. Can I use those words, Muruti? Set apart.
Yeah.
Should be separated from their family so that they can build together separately from home, because you can never have two bulls ruling in one house. It's a no-no.
Yeah.
It's a no. Yes, Murut.
Can I add something on?
Yes.
That? You know, like I said, two things actually. One is the one that I mentioned previously, that earlier, that as you move out, make sure that your personality changes, that you don't carry the same manners with which you were staying while you were at your parents' home, and carry them to the new home. So that doesn't make a difference. It also allows your parents and in-laws to still reach out to you wherever you are. And then number two, I want to point out the importance of separation. Because at times we think of separation and in our minds we associate it with negativity. But separation is sometimes good and actually very helpful. If you think of the case of Abram and Lot, the only solution was for them to separate from each other, to go separate ways. If you go to the New Testament, the Bible is very clear that the Spirit of the Lord said in the church at in the church at Antioch that Paul and Barnabas should be separated from the rest of them, you know, separated for the work where unto God has called them. So, you know, sometimes when you have to separate from your parents as a couple or from your in-law, it might not feel so good. And perhaps in some cases, some people might view it as a negative step. But in actual fact, that kind of separation is actually a positive one because it allows the two of you to be able to grow as a couple and to be able to grow in your oneness as a couple. Yeah, so, you know, I'm just saying that separation of itself is not necessarily a bad thing all the time. So, we've got to realize that sometimes it becomes important to separate because in some cases, the refusal to separate is actually the thing that keeps your problems and your challenges in your life. You discover that once you separate from those people and you go and be by yourself there as a couple, you know, you find that life becomes much, much better and much more manageable.
What are some of the common things that couples do that separate, okay, that goes opposite to oneness? The common ones that they would do, like you find that we fight over this and at the end of the day, there's no oneness, there's no partnership in our space. No.
Thank you so much. The first one is demand.
Once
you find yourself in a marriage and the manner in which you conduct yourself is to make demands all the time from your partner, that is the one thing that's going to tear away at your oneness. Because making demands forces your partner to bow to your demands. It forces them to give in, you know, and just toe the line. You know, it forces you to disregard your partner. And so you're not looking at whether or not they are happy. Number two is that couples fail to nourish their relationship with one another. And so you find that you, as a result, you expose your relationship to things that carry the potential of tearing it apart.
Yeah.
Because you believe that, you know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, we are married. So these things do not affect us. For example, the Bible says, above all else, protect your heart. Because it out of it flow the issues of life. If you expose your heart to any and everything, you know, you are exposing your heart to things that carry the potential of hurting and damaging it. You know, in Proverbs 18, verse 14 says, the spirit of a man will carry even his sick body, but a crushed spirit who can bear? So the question is, what crushes the spirit?
Yeah.
Words. It's information.
Yeah.
If you expose yourself to want to hear everything that is being spoken, regardless of who, regardless of the source, regardless of whether you're hearing it on TV, whether you're hearing it other people, whether you're reading newspapers or magazines or whatever, you've got to be careful because, you know, you're not able to can deal with everything that you hear. So you've got to look into that to make sure that you protect, in the same way that you protect your heart, you've got to protect your relationship as well.
All right. Let's take a family member on the, let's start with the voice note and then go to the line. Come back to you, Maruti.
Shalom, shalom, bongi, ekameni lika Jesu.
Hello, Mama.
Ngiyaxolisa ukuthi itopic angizwanga la iqale khona.
Yeah.
But ngikuzwile ukuthi umfazi ekhayeni lakhe. It's so sad ukuthi esikhathini samanje abasha bethu babona abomama babo bangabafazi abanye. As grannies, we cannot guide the young women because singabanye abafazi siyalingana. Noma uzibona izinto ukuthi ziyonakala, and the consequences of the things that are doing are done in their marriages are bad, because ke ungomunye umfazi bese ulinda ukuthi uhlale kakho ubabukele. Man, I don't know ukuthi izwe lakithi liyakuphi. Tina ke esibadala we learned from bomama zala bethu nabomama bethu.
Mm.
We were open for ukufundiswa nokuboniswa habadala kithina.
Mm.
UNkulunkulu asisize isizwe sakithi. Konakele kuningi.
Yesh.
Siyabonga. Ngisho ke ukuthi abomakoti mabahlale endlini zethu njengami ngiyangazi ngihlale nomakoti.
Mm.
Bonke bakude ngihle bakude kunami.
Mm.
But hey, akuyonakala shame. UNkulunkulu asize ibandla lakhe.
Sure. Moreti Ma is talking about women teaching others.
Yes. Mm. You see, she's talking about what I was emphasizing on the character and the personality.
Mm.
How you build your character and your personality is very important, because here, the kind of situation that she described is a situation where people become unteachable.
Mm.
Now, that has nothing to do with environment. It has everything to do with the person that you are, the character that you are. It's like a person attending a church service, sitting in church, but refusing to learn from the sermon that is being delivered. So, you know, in that situation, it's not a question of you being in church or not being in church. It's a question of who are you? You know, do you understand who you are? How are you building your personality and your character? Because once you become unteachable like that, it means even in your own marital home, you're going to continue with the same kind of stubbornness, and you're going to continue to be stiff-necked, and you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And not be, you know, open to correction.
Mm.
So it has to do with your personality. I really pray, my sister, that family can hear me when I say, work on your personality.
Yeah.
Because it is this thing that is destroying and breaking marriages.
Yeah, sure. I saw you calling in and I was about to take your call, but I had to allow Moruti to just respond. And this is our last call for the day. Hello, family.
Manana Sponge.
Tatan Makam.
Inye zinto ibulala iwaneness. We have a nagging woman.
A what?
A nagging woman.
Okay, a nagging wife, yes.
Yo. Umuntu abe impukane. That is the reason the Bible says ukutina umuntu uyisiqhefe kungqono ugibela phezu kweindlu uhlale khona kunokuthi uhlale phakathi naye ngoba la awuzokulala la always yasibulala ke leyo nto le makhe kube nomoya wokuthula nje ungena endlini uwamkeleke uthola ukuthula. You understand, mama? Uke ukhunyule inyawo ikathulile zora amabhutsi ora yini ugeze inyawo ke ngemazi afudumele nyana unikeze ukudla udle kungaxoxa ngendaba yokuthi ngalesikhathi ayi kumyeke nje umuntu abe yile nto ayiyo ngoba nathi sifuna ukubayeka amakhosikazi wethu abe yile nto ayiyo. Sasifuni nje enigging woman. Hayi, mina yangibulala ke leyo nto.
All right. Thank you, Tatan Makam. Tatan Makam is talking about a nagging woman, taking us to the book of Proverbs, about a nagging woman. And so he says that also makes it hard for the couple to become one. Can I challenge that? Can I challenge that, Tatan Makam, and say what led her to nag? What led her to nag? Okay, she is nagging. She's a nagging wife. Does she just start from nowhere and start nagging?
Can I respond to that?
Response to that.
I love to respond to that. Yeah, look, I love your challenge. It's very, very important and crucial, because at the end of everything, you know, the nagging begins at the point of character and personality.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that if I ask you to describe yourself to me now, most people are not aware that you're not going to tell me exactly who you are. You're going to tell me your experiences or the results of your experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you experience things, you take decisions consciously or unconsciously to change the way you do things, to adjust the way you do things.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you initially were trying to, you know, talk nicely to someone and they were not paying attention to you, end up deciding to nag in order to get their attention. It talks to your character. Hmm. It talks to your personality. This is what Peter was saying in 1 Peter chapter 3, the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit. So it talks to how you build your character regardless of the things that you come across in your life. And the same thing is true with us men, because while the women become nagging, we become stubborn. And it speaks to the question of character and personality.
Nobody's reaching another somewhere.
Exactly. This is why when I started, I said, we mustn't allow the mentality in our minds that makes us think that marriage is an entity that stands on its own. You know, in business, when you register a business, they will say, this business is an entity on its own. In marriage, it's not like that, you know. Marriage works because of the two partners. So if your characters and your personalities are not being worked on and improved on, the marriage is not going to work the way it's supposed to work. That's why the Bible doesn't address marriage. The Bible addresses married people. So to say, you know, God is challenging us as married people to say, you are the ones who must change. You are the ones who must work on your personality. Then your union together works much better. You become more one as you work on improving your character, as you get to be more godly. For instance, a person who is not godly is not sister. He doesn't fear God. And if I don't fear God, I can say anything to you. I can do anything to you.
Sure. All right. May the Lord help us. May we start fearing God first, putting God first, and build our characters, personalities. May the Lord help us to work towards oneness in our marriages. Muruti, I need you to close it in prayer. Our time is up. I wish we had more time to talk, but it doesn't look like it. And so as we close it in prayer, what do we say to the Lord? But before you do that, for family members seeking to talk to you directly, how do they do so?
They can call me on 071-148-4938. That's 071-148-4938. On email, they can just email me on gladwellzabani@gmail.com. And on Facebook, they can just look for Gladwell Zabani.
Thank you for an awesome journey with you, Muruti. We've grown. And so we are grateful. May God richly bless you. And we say what in prayer, Muruti?
Our Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we approach your throne of grace with boldness to obtain mercy, to find grace to help in this time of need. Lord, indeed, the days that we are living in are days where life is becoming more and more complicated and it's becoming more and more difficult. Father, we are reaching out to you to say, help us, O God. Our help comes from the Lord. All of our help comes from you. And so we are reaching out to you and stretching forth our hands. We're lifting up our hands to you to say, Lord, help us. Just as Peter cried out to you, Lord, when he was beginning to sink while walking on the water, we are also crying out to you to say, Lord, save us. Help us, give us your wisdom, O God. Help us to be able to become better marriage partners so that our marriages may be preserved and stand a better chance. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, those who are facing difficult challenges, I pray for them that you may fill their minds with the wisdom of God and that you may release your power towards their lives, O God, to help them to do even the impossible, because with you, nothing is impossible. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Muruti. A blessed one to you. We can't wait to talk to you again very soon. Have a blessed one.
Thank you so much. Blessed one to you and the family.
Bye-bye, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And family, we meet again tomorrow right here on 657 AM at 12 o'clock. Have a blessed day. Enjoy the rest of our shows. And we say hello to Germany, Johan Els, Maxwell on the controls.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067 0800-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply. Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.